Hello, Mixed Nut Cases. This is Nuke Joss, and this is day 10 of the dog days of podcasting. And today I'm going to do a little bit of a repeat because I know I've done this one before. I'm quite certain. But the second season of Luke Cage is just killing it. I mean, it is so much better than the first one. And the first one I really dug, but it was uneven. And after the first villain goes away, and that second villain comes in, you're just like, oh, God, no. Season 2, Luke Cage, out and out killing it. It is amazing. It is a much tighter season. It is neck and neck with my favorite of the Marvel series on Netflix. I am all over that. I love it. The music, I mean, the music is always good, but with the reggae influences, it is making me dig out some old music that I haven't listened to in a while, and got me listening to reggae again, and I'm just all over it. I am loving it. They actually utilized some pretty cool fight scenes, which was really exciting because, you know, normally Luke Cage, it's okay for not having a good fight scene because he's not about fighting. He's just really strong, and you know, he's strong and unbreakable, and that's you don't need to be all the flashy moves, right? But they brought it with secondary characters, and there were some really great fight scenes, and there were some really good representation. Like Misty Knight in this season is amazing, and Alfred Woodard needs like an Emmy. She needs an Emmy for this. Her performance, there was one episode in particular that I got chills. She was so good. And we know she's an amazing actress. She's already won an Emmy and an Oscar and all these amazing things. Pretty sure she got the Oscar. Anyway, she's fantastic, and we know this, and that's why they hired her. And she is so good. And some of the characters that you're like, are they good actors? Or, I mean, like, they're kind of stiff. So are they bad actors or what? They got something to do. And suddenly you're like, oh, no. They can actually act. That's cool. A lot of really great references. Certain romantic plot got killed, which is good. It's not really a spoiler because I didn't tell you who. But, yeah, I dug it. I'm all about it. Although I will say the end kind of reminds me of a certain season 4 end of a certain show that cult fans may know, but I don't want to spoil anything, but let's just say he main character was broody. Anyway, I loved it, and I think if you watched Luke Cage and you're like, eh, and if you watched Iron Fist and was like, I am done with these Marvel shows, go watch Luke Cage season 2. Now, Jessica Jones season 2, I also thought was really good. I think Jessica Jones season 1 is a better season, but Jessica Jones season 2 has some really great episodes. It was good, but Luke Cage, I mean, this season 2, it's amazing. And I know a lot of people think like Daredevil season 1 was so good, and it really was. It was really good, and it was the first one. But yeah, Jessica Jones season 1 and Luke Cage season 2 are definitely my number ones. I am all about that. And we're going to pair this with some pizza, some New York pizza. It's probably the same thing that I paired it with last time. And I know that we don't get enough shots of Luke eating pizza, but I don't care. From the comics, Luke Cage is always eating pizza. That's what he wants. He wants pizza, and he wants a nice, greasy New York slice, maybe some pepperoni on there, but that's it. And the whole thing is, like, when you put the pizza, you got two slices, you put them on, like, the paper plates where it's, like, overlapping, you stick that in a white bag, and by the time you leave the store, you better be able to see through that bag, because that's what the New York pizza is gonna look like. That's the pizza I want. Anyway, on the personal front, we went to visit a dojo in Scarborough today, and we had a fantastic time, and I really enjoyed it. I love getting to feel Aikido from different people and see where they put their emphasis. And there's just a couple of things that getting it from someone else can teach you. And it's really funny when you're like, yeah, getting instruction from someone else and suddenly you see your sensei in your head going, and then you're saying, this is what he's been telling me the whole time. And it's pretty great. But it was really fun, and we got to train. It was a beautiful dojo, lots of fun, and then we ended up chatting for way too long. But it was awesome. It was a great chat, and I really enjoyed myself. And then tomorrow I go for an allergy test. I had this reaction, and I don't know why, and so I had to get an allergy test, and apparently all the environmental factors, I'm fine, so I'm going to do a chemical allergy test, and it took like 9 months to get this appointment, so we're going to hopefully figure out what's going on, but they're going to give me the test, and then I can't sweat, and I can't exercise, and I can't take a shower for 48 hours until they read the test. And I'm just like, it's August, and you don't want me to sweat. How is that gonna work? I'm a little anxious about it. We'll see what happens. It's one of those things. It's like, when you finally break down, and you go to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, there's nothing wrong. And you're like, it's frustrating. And on the one hand, you kind of want the problem to go away. But on the other hand, it's like, yeah, just live with it is basically what you feel like is going to happen. And it kind of makes you not want to go back. I don't know. Anyway, today was weird. Woke up to find out that where I used to live had a shooting. Pretty violent. And if you're listening to the Dog Days of Podcasting feed, you heard Mark the Encaffeinated One talk about it. His name is Mark the Encaffeinated One Kilfoyle, not Kofold, or however Jay said it. But anyway, he addressed it pretty well. It's just weird, and it's strange when it's a place that you lived, but you don't live there anymore, and I don't know. This morning when we're scouring the internet trying to find information about it, and the angry blogger was being quoted, I was like, oh God, don't talk to him. Why are people talking to him? I don't know. It's just weird. And, thinking of all my friends in Fredericton, I'm pretty sure they're all safe. Nobody lived in that area, but still it stinks. And things just happen to get in places that you think they're not going to happen. And I know, like, it can happen anywhere, and, you know, we you're not safe anywhere. It's just shocking. Anyway.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.